Hey. All right. Again, this is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your host this morning. And I want to just say welcome to the Daily Bread this morning. And we pray that each and every one of you receive what you're looking for. God is good. And at this time, I am going to, since it's 8 o'clock, turn it over to our first prayer lead this morning, Sister Alicia. If you're ready, you can go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Sister Keith. This is Alicia calling in from Dallas, Texas. And I just want to thank God today. My heart is just filled, Lord. We just thank you. Come on into this line. Come on into our home. Come on into our cars. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for protecting us while we slumbered, Lord. We just thank you for everything. Father God, we just thank you. And today my topic is protection. And I'm going to start with a couple of verses from 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, King James version, verses 3 and 4. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Lord, let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We come before you with our hearts filled with gratitude. Lord, we acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your grace. We acknowledge your unending love. Father God, you are our shelter, our refuge, our strength, and in you we find all that we need. Lord, as we stand in your presence, we thank you for protection. We thank you for the protection that you provide over our lives each and every day. Lord, we recognize the world that we live in is filled with uncertainties and dangers, both seen and unseen. But we know that in you we are safe, and we thank you for that. We know that your watchful eye is always upon us, that your hand is guiding us, that your angels are encamped around us, Lord, and we thank you. We're never out of your sight. We're never out of your care. And for that, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we ask that you just cover us with your mighty wings. Let your divine protection surround us like a shield, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us from harm, from evil, from any schemes that seek to steal our peace or cause us to stumble, Lord. Lord, we ask that you protect our minds from any fear or any anxiety, Lord. Yes, Lord, protect our minds, protect our minds. In a world filled with worry and turmoil, God, we ask you to help us to remember that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Father God, we ask that when doubts arise and storms of our lives begin to rage, that we're reminded of your promises. Help us to hold on firm to the truth that you're always with us, that you'll never leave us, that you'll never forsake us. Father God, we lift up our families to you, Lord. We ask that you place a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, Father God. We ask that you guide their hearts, their minds, their bodies. Lord, we ask that you keep them safe from accidents, illness, any harm that may come their way, Father God. We know that our children and our loved ones are precious to you, Father God, and we trust that you will keep them under your care. When they are out of sight, they are never out of your sight, Father God. Watch over them as they go to and from, as they go about their day, as they're in their workplaces, Father God, as they're in the schools, as they travel. Surround them with your favor like a shield and let no harm come to them, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. Just keep them protected, Father God, from things seen and unseen, Father God. We pray for protection in our spiritual lives as well, Father God. We know that the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to see whom that they can devour. But, Lord, you're greater, and we thank you for that. We ask that you protect our spirits from temptation, Father God. Protect our spirits from temptation, Lord. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Protect our spirits from temptation. Protect us from the lies of the enemy, Father God, and protect us from anything that would lead us away from you. Lord, we ask that you strengthen us to resist the attacks of the enemies, to stand firm in our faith, Father God. When we feel weak, Father God, we ask you to be our strength. Lord, we ask you when we're tired to renew our spirits. Father God, when we're uncertain, guide us with your wisdom. Lord, we ask you for protection over our health, Father God. You are the greatest physician, the healer of all wounds, the restorer of all that is broken. We ask that you keep our body strong and healthy, Lord. We ask that you keep our mind strong and healthy, Father God. Protect us from sickness and disease, Father God. And we pray for your healing touch where illness have touched us, Father God. We know that you're able to heal in ways that surpass all human understanding. And we thank you right now for that healing, Father God. We trust you with our bodies, Father God, just like we trust you with our souls. We pray for protection over our homes, Lord. Let our homes be a place of peace. Let our homes be a place of safety. Let our homes be a place of refuge. Father God, drive out anything that seeks to disrupt the harmony of our households, Father God. Let your presence fill every room, Father God. Let it fill every room, Father God. Let your presence fill our homes, Father God. And may your peace reign over every heart that enters our homes, Father God. Protect us from anything that seeks to cause division, strife, or fear in our home, Father God. Let our homes be filled with love, joy, and unity, Father God. May the places where you touch in our home, let your presence be felt, Father God. Father God, today we pray for our leaders that have authority over us, Father God. We pray for the government leaders, God. We pray for our law enforcement officers and our first responders, God. We ask that you protect them as they seek to protect others, Father God. Give them the wisdom and the discernment as they make decisions to guard their hearts against corruption and evil, Father God. Surround them with godly counsel and protection from them as they enter our communities, Father God. And Father God, we understand that people are calling for our first responders so they can attack them, Father God. We ask that you provide them protection, Father God. We ask that you touch those that are planning to do evil to them, Father God, that you just protect them, pierce their hearts, Father God, so that they won't go through with the plan that they have, Father God. Lord, we pray for those that are in dangerous situations around the world, Father God. We pray for those that are living in war areas, Father God, those who face persecution for their faith, Father God. We pray for those that are in any harm's way just because of where they live, Father God. We ask that you just protect them, Father. Lord, be their refuge, be their strength, be their shield. God, provide them with their needs. Give them courage and surround them with your peace, even in the midst of turmoil, Father God. And yes, Father God, we understand that people are still being persecuted for their belief, Father God. We ask that you help them stand strong in their faith, Father God. Don't hide their faith from anyone, Father God. We know that you will be the provider and you will protect them, Father God. Lord, we ask that you protect our finances, Father God. In these uncertain economic times, Father God, we know that you are our provider. We know that our help comes from you. Lord, we ask that you protect us from any lack or any fear of lack or any fear of what the future may bring, Father God. Help us to be wise, Lord. You've entrusted us, Lord. Help us to make the right decisions that honor you, Father God. We know and we trust that you will supply all of our needs, Lord, all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. We know that you've given us that word. Lord, we ask that you protect our hearts. Lord, we understand that life can be hard. Lord, we understand that sometimes we carry the weight of others. We carry the weight of disappointment. We carry the weight of hurt. We carry the weight of betrayal, Father God. Protect our hearts from being bitter. Protect our hearts from any anger. Protect our hearts from any resentment, Father God. Let us be able to forgive as you have forgiven us, Father God. Allow us to walk in love, even when it's hard. Lord, allow us to forgive those, Father God, even that have caused harm to us, Father God. We forgive you. We forgive you on this day. We continue to pray for you. We continue to pray that God will pierce your heart. We continue to pray for our enemies, Father God. Lord, we just continue to pray for our enemies, Father God. We continue to pray for those who wish to cause harm upon us that we don't even know about, Father God. We ask that you strike down any plan that the enemy has for us, Father God, because we know that you are the great I am, Father God. We know that you will always provide a shield of protection for us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for protecting our children as they go to and from, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect the homeless ones that are out there, Father God, as the temperatures begin to drop, Father God. We ask that you continue to protect them, Father God. We thank you for the protection that you've provided for those that are victims of the hurricane, Father God. We understand that there are some still without electricity, Father God. We thank you for still allowing them to have a roof over their head, Father God. We thank you for protecting them in the night where they sleep, Father God. We understand that when disasters happen in the world, God, sometimes people seek this as an opportunity to take advantage of people, Father God. We thank you for not allowing your people to be taken advantage of, Father God. Father God, we thank you for those that are coming down to help, Father God, those that are in need right now, Father God. We pray for the linemen, Father God. We pray that you continue to provide protection as they go to and from these different cities, Father God. We ask that you continue to protect their families while they are away, Father God, because sometimes the enemy will try to seek in when the husbands are gone, Father God, or when the wives are gone, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, to continue to surround their family with love and protection, Father God. We thank you for the nurses and the doctors that have traveled afar to help those that are in need right now, Father God. We pray for those that are grieving at this time, Father God. We just pray that you continue to just surround them in love, Father God, and help them to understand that you don't make any mistakes, Father God. We understand that there will be trials and tribulations in life, Father God. We ask that you just continue to lift us up, Father God, that you continue to keep us in your range, Father God, that you continue to provide those in our life, Father God, that pray on our behalf, Father God, and we don't even know it. We thank you for our pastors and our bishop in this house, Father God. We thank you for those pastors and bishops that are on this line, Father God, that are seeking guidance for their house, Father God, that are in turmoil in their churches, Father God. We ask that you touch the members that are represented in those churches, Father God, because we understand that you don't give us confusion in our life, Father God. Father God, we thank you for those that are on this line for the first time, Father God. They don't know why they came on the line, Father God, today. They had a friend or a family member telling them to join, and today was the day that they joined, Father God. We thank you for having them on this line, Father God. We ask as the prayers go on that, Father God, someone will touch them. Someone will give them a word, Father God, that let them know that we know that you're here, that we're praying on your behalf, even when you don't know it, Father God. We thank you for those that have found their way back to you, Father God, that have been lost, Father God, that you continue to provide them with the protection that they need, Father God, from their enemies and from those things that cause them to stray, Father God. We thank you for bringing them back to you, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for the prayers that are going to go forth on this line, Father God. We thank you for your unending love. We thank you for your constant protection. We thank you that you're always with us, that you're always watching us, that you're guarding every step, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for those that have joined us today. If you have to go, Remember that our partners support through their giving, and our giving expands the kingdom of God, Father, and that every seed produces a harvest. And I'm now going to turn it over to our prayer lead so that she can give us the giving information.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Alicia, for the prayer on protection. Thank you, Lord God. You touched in a lot of places, and we thank God because we can't survive without his protection. Thank you, Jesus. Also, everyone that has joined, we really appreciate you being a part of this prayer ministry and helping it to grow every day and continue to coming on and being a part of it and supporting the vision that Bishop have for taking this to the world. We want to ask if you do have an offering to give, that you may sow it at $Cash App at Bishop Eric Clark, or you can go to the website, the ekcministries.org, leave your offering there, and you can also leave your prayer request and upload a 1 minute or less GPS. We are always looking for prayer leads and hosts, so if you're interested in doing that, even if you want to just do, you know, come in on somebody else's prayer and join them and do 5 minutes, or if you want to pray the whole time, get in touch with Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. But you could also get in touch with one of the prayer leads or some, you know, and talk to them and see if maybe you can step in and do a little prayer with them if you're not all that comfortable with going and thinking you're not ready, and that way you get your feedback. Anyway, I done held you up long enough. I'm sorry, Sister Mildred. It is now in your hands. God bless.
Thank you. I'm Mildred Lanier, Light and Darkness. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up this morning, God. For there is none like you, Father. We glorify your holy name on this morning, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning for being the creator of all things, God. Father, we know that you are the creator of light and darkness. And we know that you hold power over all your creations, oh God. Father, you created us to shine, created us to let the light of your love shine through us and shine and through what we say, oh God. Father, I pray this morning that you continue to cleanse us, that your light will shine within us. Father, let your light guide us in the midst of our circumstances and through our circumstances. Let the earth, the world, the nation shine with your glory, oh God. Father, let your light shine over our families, God, over the families around the world, God. Let your light shine over the churches and the churches around the world, the communities and the communities around the world. Let your light shine through the schools and the schools around the world, God. Let your light shine in the midst of the darkest areas, God. Father, I pray for those who are in the darkest state of their lives right now. Father, I pray for those that are struggling in the midst of darkness, oh God, struggling through isolation, pain, persecution, hopelessness, and homelessness, oh God, in dark hours of their lives, struggling in addictions, oh God, medical diagnosis, oh God. Father, I pray that you lift them up on this morning. Father, I pray that those that are struggling, let your light of hope dwell in their souls, oh God. Let your light be there in their presence, and let your light of grace rest upon them. Strengthen them, God, through your light. Bring healing. Provide for them, oh God. Protect them. Be a safekeeper in their life, God. Father, I pray that your light shine. Let your glory shine upon them, God. Let your light shine even brighter in their life, oh God, as they go through in tough times and in darkest hours. Father, let them know that you are with them through it all and you are with them to the end of age. Father, I pray that your light of comfort be with us and be with them, Father. It is your light, Father, that shine in darkness. We know that your light shine in the midst of darkness, and you know that we know that your light keep us even in our darkest hour. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for bringing light in our lives. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that our lives shine, God, and you have power over all darkness, Father. You have power over all things. And we thank you, Jesus, for dividing light from darkness. We thank you for showing us structure, even in the beginning of times, God, showing us structure through light and darkness, good and evil, unrighteousness and righteousness, holy and being unholy, virtuous and being wicked, strict, strengthen and weaken us, love and hate, heaven and hell, in the creator and the creature. Father, you've shown us structures through the end of time where things were divided to choose this day whom we will serve, God. And we chose you on this morning, God. We chose you, God. We chose your love. We chose your faith, and we chose your comfort. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you continue to let your holy light shine upon us. Let your perfection shine upon us, oh God. Let your faithfulness shine with us, oh God. Let us be the light to others, showing kindness and understanding. Father, we pray for your love to wrap around us, your power to protect us, and your presence to watch over us, oh God. And let your light shine through us, God. Let your light shine through us that it would draw others unto you, oh God, in your name, Father. Father, it is your light that sanctifies us through your word and through prayer, God. It is your light that shines with us even in our darkest hours, even in the midst of darkness. It is your light that holds our hands and redirects us to walk uprightly before you, God. Father, in the midst of darkness, God, there's absence in the midst of darkness, oh God. And we pray for your grace and mercy even on this morning, God. We pray that our light shine before the world. Let the light of the world, God, you are the light of the world, the God of light. You are the light of wisdom and knowledge, God. And Father, help us to live each day in a way that pleases you, God. Turn our darkness into light, even in days to come and in days that we're dealing in dark hours in secret places, oh God. Let our light be a representation of your glory, oh God, as you keep us and protect us, oh God, as you covered us in the midst of darkness, oh God, as you have covered us, and some of us you're still covering, oh God. God, bring us out in your will, God. Let the voice of many waters speak in our ears, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you continue to keep us. Keep us, oh God. Keep us as you hold our hand, oh God. Keep us as you continue to cover us, oh God. Keep our children, oh God. Let our light shine upon their light. Let our light continue to cover, God, as we speak in encouraging words to the lives of others and the lives of people. Let your word be the light, God. Let your word continue to be a light in our life, God. We trust you, God. We trust you that you will continue to keep us. We trust you that the words of our mouth will be a light to others, oh God, to encourage them of your will and your word and your purpose in their life. As you've shown us, God, as you covered us, God, as you've shown us your light even in our darkest hours, oh God. You've shown us we belong to you, God, and to trust you, God, and to lean upon you, God. Father, we praise you this morning, and we lift you up. We glorify your name even on this morning, being the light of wisdom in our life, being the light of knowledge in our life, being the God of light. Father, we love you, and we trust you, God, and we lift you up on this morning that you are the creator of all things and that you showed us structure even in the beginning of time, Father. We thank you for it. We thank you for all that you've done in our life and all that you're doing, God. We thank you for our children, even on this morning, God, that you begin to let their light shine. Let their light shine, the light that we put into them. Let their light shine. As you put light into us, we put light into them, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you continue to speak to us, continue to let your word come alive in our life, that our light will shine, Father. Continue to let your praise and worship come alive in our life, that our light will shine to others, God. Father, we bless you and we praise you on this morning. We give you all praise because you are holy, God. You are holy, God, and you are worthy of all praise, God. Let the little light shine in the midst of darkness, God. Let the light shine in the midst of not understanding and the midst of not knowing and not knowing what to do, God. Let your light continue to guide us and keep us, oh God. Let your light continue to be what we need, God, the breath of life, God, the breath of light, God. You are all that we have, God. You are all that we know. You are all that we say, God, even in the midst of friendship, God. Let our light shine, God. Father, you are the way, the truth, the life, and the light, God. And we love you, God. We praise you this morning, and we lift you up, God. We glorify you. We love you, Father, and you are holy, God. You are holy in all ways and holy in all that you do, God. You are holy in all things, God. There is light in the midst of darkness, God. There is light, God, in the midst of darkness, God. There is light in the midst of words that we speak that comes from you, oh God. There is light in the midst of praise and in the midst of worship, God. Your light shine upon us, oh God. God, you rise the sun. You are the author of light, God. God, you cause light and day. You cause night and day. You cause night and morning, God. It was you that divided the world, God, to give us structure, God. And we bless you and we praise you for it. It is you that show us things. It is you that reveal to us. It is you that give us vision, God. And we thank you for it on this morning, God. We thank you for all that you're doing in our life. We thank you for redirecting our path to light, oh God. We thank you, God, and for bringing deliverance to us, to give us the light, God. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for loving us more than we loved ourselves, God. And we love you and we praise you and we bless you on this morning. We give all to you on this morning, God. In Jesus' name, we lay our life down in the midst of light, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And I pray, God, for those that's in darkness, God, bring them out. Let them see your glory and see your light, God. Let them see the light of your love, the light of your forgiveness, the light of your deliverance, God. I pray in Jesus' name this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mildred. The light in the darkness. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what we are. We are to be the light in the darkness. And when people see us, they're supposed to see Jesus. Thank you, Lord. They see a difference. They inquire about it. Praise God for that. Well, we know that we are halfway through, and we appreciate each and every one of you that have tuned in this morning to be a part of this service, and we are asking you to continue to invite, extend the invitation, the number, give it to your friends and your family. Invite those that are in need, everybody in need of prayer, but those that ask you to pray for them, you know, we pray for them, but give them this prayer line number too, because it's a blessing to each and every one of us to be a part of the prayer. And we love God this morning for even showing us how to pray. We praise God today. I just wanted to remind you all that if there's any on here that is just on the prayer call and you're not receiving information, like bishops, they send out little a text message to tell you he's about to come on for YouTube, for Daily Bread, for the evening sacrifice. And those little 30-second tidbits that he do all day long on YouTube. If you want to receive anything, any of them, we ask him that you send a text. Text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. And you only need to do it one time. But text 55444. To MAXIMIZE. MAXIMIZE going there where the number, where the phone number would go. And you'll start receiving text messages letting you know what's going on with the ministry. Also, let's keep our believer's declaration in our heart. And I just want to say one of them, right? Make one, yeah. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. That should be a part of us. We are. We, because we are believers, and we're discipled through daily ministry. And whether you get it here from Bishop or you're doing it on your own, reading and praying and spreading the word and doing ministry in different areas, we are discipled through daily ministry. Okay, now I am going to put present our next speaker, Pastor Buckner. It's yours, Pastor. Go ahead.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful time to just, it's always a good time to lift up the name of Jesus. Give God glory and praise and honor that he is due in Jesus' name. Yesterday I had a wonderful celebration for Mike's mom, Sister Carolyn Campbell. And Body of Christ represented well. Yeah, I saw a lot of the members out now, but that meant something to me, you know, and I just want to say thank you all for coming out and supporting our brother Mike and Sister Karen. And I got a chance to see a lot of my old friends. And sometimes, and we minister from our location. One of the guys kept asking, where's your church? I said, right here. And I kept ministering to him. But at sometimes at going homegoings and funerals and memorials, it's a good opportunity to minister to people who you may not see in a while, who may not come to church, who may not come out, so you get a chance to drop some seed. And it was good. I was planting good seed yesterday to the brothers and the sisters. And just in my few moments of comments, my few moments of just sharing about that we all have an appointment with God. My topic this morning is just praise, but I always just want to keep in mind that we have an appointment and we must always be ready to meet the Father at any time, because no man knows the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. And he'll come as a thief in the night when you least expect it. We want to be ready. We want to be in our place in the name of Jesus. Praying for all those the sick today, those that are in rehabilitation centers, those that are that are under the weather today in the name of Jesus. Although our church in Africa, we're praying for them that God would just be with them and encourage them and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Keisha Horton, we're praying for her. Ayana, we're praying. The brother who passed from gun violence, I don't know his name, but we're praying against all gun violence, all the killing and the senseless shootings. We pray against that, all the school shootings. We pray against that this morning. Of course, all our children be covered. Be covered in the name of Jesus, covered in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus, a prayer protection upon them as they go to and fro in the morning to school. We praying for them in the name of Jesus. Clinton, Sharice, we praying for them and keep them covered. Of course, all my mothers in the name of Jesus, Mother Buchanan, Mother Burgess, Mother Yvonne Clark, and Mother Goodman, special covering upon them, that God will keep them safe, that God will meet their needs, God will give their heart's desire. Sister Hattie Wynn, Shirley Lamar, Rosemary Peterson, God will strengthen them, grace them. My God, God will come visit them each morning in the name of Jesus. Izzy, Sister Izzy, Marion Payne, Sister Williams, Denise Damons, Sister Damons, God would bless her. Sister Williams, God would just bless them. Bless them. I did see Sister Williams yesterday. But God would bless them and encourage them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 150, it says, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unquilted greatness. Praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that have breath sing praises to the Lord. Everything that have breath will praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you right now. We thank you for we invite your presence into our hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. Bless all the believers right now in Jesus' name. We pray that they will be blessed. They will be, that God, you will give them their heart's desire right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for their life. We thank you for their testimony. We thank you for their words of encouragement. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we are reminded of God that you are God, and only you bring forth the blessings. Only you, God. We thank you that you will lift up every bowed down head this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for strength, God. We ask that your hand be upon us in everything that we do in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for all those who have lost loved ones today. We ask that you would cover them in the spirit of comfort, Lord, right now. Though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil. They're walking, but they're holding your hand. Even though they can't see their way through, they're holding your hand, and they're trusting that you will get them to where they need to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you for their kindness. We thank you for them being steadfast. We thank you for them being long-suffering. We thank you for them being patient and kind and merciful. We thank him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank him. We thank him for his provision. He's always providing. He's always on time. He's always consistent. He's never late. He's never slacking, my God. He's never coming in second or third. He's always on time. He's always first. We thank him right now. He's the author, the finisher of our faith, and we thank him and we bless him. We bless his name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless his hand. How he healed us in times past, how he delivered us in times past when there was days that we didn't feel good, but he made us feel all right in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank him for his hand of mercy. We thank him for the everlasting arm of grace. We thank him that his hand is not short, that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. We thank him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that he will bless all the people right now. All the saints be blessed in Jesus' name. All them that call upon the name of the Lord will be blessed this day. Extra, extra blessing be upon them. We ask that God will pour out his spirit upon them in the name of Jesus. We thank him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the spirit of the Lord is upon us. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We bless all the people of God today. All those who came out for the service yesterday, all those who are traveling to and fro, my God, we ask for blessings to be upon them in the name of Jesus. We pray. We pray, God. We pray, God, that we pray that every word that will fall on good soil, good hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Some will come to know the word, the love of Jesus for themselves because of what was said yesterday in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the people of God who pushed their way out to come out to support. Oh, it means a lot when you come out and you support your brother and your sister in a time of need. My God, it means a lot. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you for your provision today, God. You've always provided. You always make a way out of no way in the mighty name. We thank you for your strength that is upon us this morning, how you strengthened us and you woke us up, God, in the right mind. We thank you that our mind is stayed on thee. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for the love of Christ that is in our hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every individual family we be blessed, right, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for unsaved loved ones, my God, those that are still out there in the wilderness. We pray and we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. cities. We lift up those are in other countries. Those are over there in the war, where the war is still going on and people are killing each other. My God, we pray against that right now, that that war would cease in the name of Jesus. We pray against all those who are keeping people hostage for no apparent reason. We speak against it right now in the name of all those who have been through hurricanes and tornadoes. We pray that they will get the necessary funds they need to rebuild and get everything restored back to normal in the name of Jesus. We pray that funds would be released to their destinations right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the politicians, those who are running for president, those who are running for governor, state representatives, House of Representatives. We pray right now, all the elected officials, we pray that it will be a clean race, Lord. No slandering, no backbiting. We pray against all bitterness and anger and malice, my God. We pray against all prejudice, my God. We pray against all hate, my God, right now in the name of. We speak peace right now, Lord. We speak peace like you do, Lord. We speak peace. Peace in the midst of the storm. We ask that, God, you will calm down the raging seas. My God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we go through the storms, that you're in the with us, Lord. We thank you when we're inside the fiery furnace that you stepped in with us. Even though they turned it up hotter, my God, you won't even let us come out and have smell of smoke upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all victories right now in the name of Jesus. All past victories, we thank you and we lift you up in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you're good. We know, God, that you're kind. We know, God, that you're merciful. We know, God, that you're right on time. My God, we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray for every prayer lead. We pray for every prayer warrior. We pray for every prayer host. My God, in the name of Jesus, keep doing what you're doing. Keep serving God. Serving the people is serving God in the name of Jesus. We thank you. You only remember for what you do for others in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep calling out those names. Keep blessing the people. Keep letting your light so shine so the people can see. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God didn't save you just to sit on the sideline. He saved you to get inside and get to work and bring others into the kingdom of God. I pray today that somebody would get blessed, would be blessed and get saved today in the name of Jesus. I pray that someone would get touched by this prayer this morning that we are going forth in. I pray that they will get touched by the daily bread that goes forth on a daily basis. We thank you. We thank you for all the leaders. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you right now for the pastor, Lenore, right now. We thank you right now for Bishop Clark, right now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for Sister Erica sharing her word yesterday. We thank you for all the ministers, the deacons. My God, the deaconess right now, all those who serve, my God, serve with a spirit of excellence. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask for a special blessing upon the servants today. The servants of God, be blessed today and be encouraged today. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we honor you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Just want to say thank you. Just want to keep you, just want to praise your name. Just want to say praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we say amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. We thank you. We thank God for your prayer and even calling out all of those that are on the sick list. We thank you for that. God bless you. Excuse me. We are a people, our mission statement. We are a people, a church in the city, impacting the world. Thank you, Jesus. That's our mission. We're trying to impact the world from wherever we are. Thank you, Lord. But we are also a people vowing to praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing it is to have this prayer, prayer call, prayer service, prayer mission going on each and every day, Monday through Friday. It's enriching for our souls, and we thank God for it. We thank God for each and every one of you that have joined in and have stayed on. You know, we are almost through, but we still have one more. But we just thank you for being a part of it, and we pray that you all are blessed and receiving just what you need from the Lord. Just wanted to read another of the Believer's Declaration. As mature believers, we minister from our location. Thank you, Lord. As mature believers. So we praise God that we receiving the things that we need so that we can minister from our location. Anywhere we are, we can minister. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, Bishop got a great vision. He got, he's wise in the word of God, and God bless him with knowledge and understanding. And he's not afraid to step out. And we praise God for that, because we're never too old to learn something new. And we honor the man of God and Pastor Lenore also. God bless you both. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, I will close out in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. And then I just want to check something real quick. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. As I was sitting here, I just, the only thing I was thinking about was, it fell on me, is about Nehemiah. You know, he said he was doing a great work and he couldn't come down. Let's continue to do our work in the Lord and try to block out all of the distractions and things that try to, the people, the places, the things that try to take us away from what we're doing. What we're doing for God is great, and let's continue to do that. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we come before you this morning, thanking you, Almighty God, for waking us up this morning. Because of your grace and your mercy, Lord God, we are here. We take it not for granted, Father God. We bless your holy name that we can look up and see, Lord God, that is daylight, that we can see the rain, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can see, Lord God, the things that are beginning to unfold, oh God. We bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, for our strength and our health today. Lord God, there's no sense in us complaining. We can't complain, Lord God, no matter what state we're in, Lord God. We thank you for it, oh God. We give you glory, Lord, because it could be worse. Lord God, we take pride in you, Lord God, being our Father, Lord, our deliverer, our healer, our counselor, Lord God, our comforter, Jesus. We give you glory today, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your word, Lord God, that we receive each and every day, oh God. We praise you for the prayers, Lord, that have went forth this day, Lord God. We praise you, oh God, for opening up our ears and our hearts, oh God, to receive your word today. We lift you up, Lord, giving you glory and honor, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We lift our hands to you, Lord. Into the heavens, oh God, hallelujah. We lift up our heads, hallelujah, looking unto you who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. When we think about, Lord, the goodness and all that you have done for us, Lord, our souls cry out, hallelujah, we praise you, oh God, for saving us today, Lord God. Bless us, oh God, as we walk to and fro, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Order our steps, Lord God, today. Lord God, put your word down in us, Lord, what you have us to say, Lord. And anyone that you bring into our path, Lord God, allow us to minister in one way or the other, Lord God, whether it's on a phone call or in the store or shopping or working or whatever it is that we're doing, Lord God. Allow us, oh God, to be the one, Lord, oh God, to give that person what they need to hear from you today, Lord God. Bless us, Jesus. Comfort those that are mourning, oh God. Lift up the hearts of your people everywhere, Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to minister to them, Lord. Remember Brother Mike, Lord, and his family, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Because I know what it feels like, Lord. Some of us know what it feels like to lose our mother, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we ask you to stretch out your hands on them. Surround them with love and peace, Jesus. Remember Sister Tracy and her family today, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Continue to comfort them, Lord. Continue to keep your love in their hearts, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wipe away any, if there's any doubt, any fear, anything going on with any of them, Lord. Take it away, Jesus. Give them peace. Let them know, Lord God, that he's with you, Lord. And even though we prayed, Lord, and you came through, let us not, Lord God, look and be sad about it, Lord God. You know what's best, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And as Pastor Buckner say, Lord, we come against all forms of violence. Hallelujah. That's what being out here today, Lord. People are going wild, buck wild, Lord God. Shooting and stabbing and blowing up, Lord God, and doing all manner of things to kill people, Lord God. Starting fires and everything, Lord. Selling drugs, doing drugs, Lord God, putting all kinds of deadly stuff in it. We come against all of that, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. I know it's not your desire that any be lost, Lord God. And we asking you, Jesus, that you pour out your spirit more and more, Lord God. We know that this generation is weaker but wiser, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, but God, we ask that you soften the hearts of your people, Lord God. We know that you, Lord, is you that soften and you that hardens, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Lord, that no man can come to you except the Father draw him, hallelujah. But Father, we ask in you in the name of Jesus that you may draw, Lord God, draw him to you, Jesus, and not just our family, Lord, but all the families across the world, Lord, every nation, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we ask you to reach out and touch, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Every generation, every type of people, every nation, oh God, every corner of the earth. Let your word go forth, Jesus. Let it be heard, oh God. Let it settle within their hearts, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Even those, Lord God, that say they're doing what they're doing in the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm asking you, Father, change their heart, change their mind, oh God. You can look, do it, oh God. You're the only one that can do it, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you today, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Without you, where will we be, Father God? Father, we ask that you may search us deep, Lord, that you may take all things out that's not like you. Rebuke the things in the minds of your people, Lord God, that's not right, Lord God. For you said the thought of foolishness is sin, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Rebuke it, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Every bad dream, every dead dream, every ill word, Lord God, every person, Lord God, that come to disturb the spirit of the Lord. We ask you to move it away, Lord God. Do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Continue to let us know, Lord God, that you're there, that you're with us in every place we go and everything that we do, and even in every thought, Lord God. Help us, oh God, to lean on you, Lord, to depend on you, to call on you, Jesus, and not just in the time of trouble, oh God. For we know in the time of trouble, we have a hiding place in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that the righteous, hallelujah, can call on you and you are answered. Hallelujah, that the righteous have a hiding place in you, Jesus. And if we seek, Lord, we shall find. Hallelujah. And if we ask, we shall have. Believing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For we can't come to you, Lord God, doubting and worrying, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must first believe that you are, Lord, and you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Help us to constantly, Lord God, diligently seek you in all that we say and do, Lord. We need you in every aspect of our life, oh God. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Fill our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah, with love and compassion, oh God. Take everything out that come against you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We desire, Lord, to please you in all things, oh God. Stir up the gifts, Father God, that you have given us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Use us, oh God, and bless us, Lord. Oh God, remember people everywhere, all across this great nation, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Answer the prayers, O God, of your people, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. O God, surround our children, Jesus. Cover them with your blood, Jesus. Open up a door, hallelujah, that no man can close. Father, some of us need some doors closed, Jesus. Close them, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask you, Father God, that you rebuke any monitoring spirits that may be trying to attach, trying to distract and destroy, Lord God. Do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless us as we lay down and sleep at night, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let our dreams be dreams of peace and hope and joy. Hallelujah. And blessings. Let our dreams also be, Lord, dreams of warnings and all manner of things, Lord God, that we may know where we are, Lord God, and what's going on, hallelujah, with us. And if you show us anything about anyone, help us, oh God, that we may be the watchmen on the wall and not hold our peace, but tell and warn them, Lord God, what we see coming, Lord God. Hallelujah, so that their blood may not be upon our hands, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you for your word, Lord God, that have went forth each and every day, Lord God. We look forward, Lord God, to receive from you, Lord. We look forward, oh God, to be blessed and to be used by you. Lord God, help us to be that city to sit, that light that sit upon the hill. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Help us not to step down. Help us to be doing this great work, too busy to come down. Thank you, Lord, that we may give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. We lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To be with your people once again, oh God. We love you, hallelujah.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Souls say yes to your will, Jesus.
Thank you, yes, Lord.
Souls say yes to your will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. We thank you for tuning in this morning. Continue to spread the prayer ministry to all that you know and to give God glory each and every day. We thank you. God bless you all. It is time for the Daily Bread at right now on YouTube, Bishop Eric Clark. God bless you all. Have a great day.